talking with the experts.
In episode 552, join Andre Hoffman as he shares his journey from unconsciousness to self-worth and purpose. Discover strategies for emotional freedom.
Unfortunately, blessed with the human mind, there is so many blind spots, which means usually what I find is if you're listening to us, the problems that you are having, they are more so reflections of the true, let's say, root of your challenge. And I become a specialist at finding the root that seem to play out recurringly in your life. So I believe that the shortcut is to find, like, I also have a giveaway that I will drop under the video. It's six steps to do those transformations, which is, in a nutshell, find someone who has done it, see from a similar bad place where you are now with your problems.
Talking with the experts. Welcome to Talking with the Experts. This is where we discuss great ideas to take your business to the next level. How do we know these ideas work? Well, it's because we're talking with business owners who are using these ideas. Business owners who have years of experience and expertise. All things business by business owners for business owners. And now, here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson, from rosedavidson.com.au. Talking with the Experts is all about business, by business owners, for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And today my guest is Andre Hoffman, and we're going to be discussing from consciousness to clarity of purpose. Now, Andre, helps business owners and leaders who experience a lack of confidence, self-doubt, feeling exhausted and working too hard. He removes that struggle from their minds so they achieve confidence and peace within. He reconnects them to their authentic leadership and naturally high self-worth. As a result of his mentoring, his clients enjoy emotional freedom and multiply their impact and results in business and personal life. While working with him, his clients regain a new self-image and tap into their true genius and purpose. His clients started to call him the Doctor of Self-Worth, which is how his brand was created. Welcome, Andre, and thank you so much for joining me on Talking with the Experts.
Hi, thanks very much. I'm excited to be here to support people.
Yeah, it's a great way to be, and that's what this podcast is all about, is supporting business owners on their journey. Now, you had a very different type of childhood and not a very happy one, and this is from living that through that you've now created your business. Tell me a little bit about that journey.
Yes, it was very disconnected from my dad. It took me ages to figure out who I was because I felt unloved. He was too busy doing his business, angry and fault-finding in anything I did. I was walking around at home on eggshells so he won't get upset about pretty much anything. He was very stressed about his business. It was at the end of the 1980s. I was born in Hungary. So that was the political and economical system change from sort of the 45 years of communism to a free economy. I don't think it's too free, but unfortunately I felt, unloved. I felt that he's not around and I didn't know what was the reason. But I believe that I'm not good enough or I don't deserve his love. And from those patterns of limitations, my life started to spiral. Every area of life was showing me signs that I'm not good enough. in school, I wasn't able to talk in front of people. Two or three people really stressed me out. My face went red. Social anxiety. I had problems asking out girls. Until uni, I never presented in front of more than two or three people because then I called in sick. So I had these survival type of coping mechanisms. But eventually I ended up working in banking because I didn't know what to do with my life. But until that point, I became this high achiever. I thought probably if I'm able to impress my dad, then he's going to love me. And so I started to run marathons. I was climbing ice. I won the national championships in basketball with the team at age 14 or 15. So I did hard work for getting what I thought I deserved from my dad, but that never eventuated. He wasn't, probably he didn't have love for himself either, or he could not deal with emotions. And I think that's a big one for males coming from childhood, coming from that environment. So I ended up in banking and I was thinking where I can earn the most money. That was just the only answer for me. How could I succeed in life? And I was so disconnected from myself that I basically, another 25 years journey took me through 75 countries and traveling and asking out gurus, spending about over $100,000 on personal development programs from Tony Robbins to John DeMartini and T. Harv Eker, probably the biggest names that ring a bell for most people. And eventually finding myself in Sydney, Australia for 12 years, from 2011 to 2022, where my life was about to collapse. So I was kind of going okay with all these patterns on my own. But when I had a family and two children, the pressure increased. And that's what most people find, because I believe we have a journey. All of us have a journey in business and in life. And when the pressure is increasing, it's getting more and more uncomfortable. That's the time before the breakthroughs. And some people experience it as a breakdown first, which was the case for me. I was working 50, 60 hours a week. I had two children in Sydney, Australia. And my wife asked me one morning, is it time for us to divorce? And that was the lowest point for me on this journey. I realized I must have been ignorant like my own dad. And I'd done a full circle. This was age 42. I thought, how could I fail? And I was running away from my dad, doing exactly the opposite thing, so I'll be a different person. Yet here I am, and my life was in serious crisis. And I made a decision. I said, okay, I don't care about plan B or C anymore. I must resolve this psychological dad son challenge, because if I don't, then I'll be passing on the same fears, anxieties that my dad had. And I was being angry at myself. Probably I was carrying my dad's voices. You know, that critical voice that comes and beats you up. Now that was, my head was a battlefield.
So what transitioned what transitioned you from, you know, that point to helping others to find their self-worth?
What happened, I was just about sharing with you, is that I made this final decision because my health was deteriorating from, I was driving trucks. It's really heavy work, 50, 60 hours a week. My wife was about to leave me. I was about to lose my children. And I said, well, I need to find someone. I became 100% committed. Probably I was quite committed before, maybe 90, 95%. You know, I studied books. I went to 20, 30 different therapies, you know, psychology, past life regression. I've done all of that. But at that point, I was to lose everything. And within 4 to 6 months, I have attracted a mindset specialist from Sydney, and I started to take part of their program. And within 6 to 12 months, I had a new identity. And this is where I see the real difference today when I talk to people, that are they really committed? Is it bad enough yet? And they've been able to unlock doors in my head and finding a new version of me. I've got to say, it's not really a new version, probably the original one who didn't remember himself. And when I realized that, oh, so I wouldn't have to spend 25 years or $100,000 on all of these things, then probably after 35 years of feeling worthless, not good enough, these insecurities, probably this is my work. This is my life's work, to help others to shortcut this journey to 6 to 12 months. And I started to help a few people, and transformation's been, yeah, absolutely mind-blowing. And I knew probably this is what I have to do. As usual, I started to work for free in the beginning. And since then, working remotely and online, I've been helping people in different countries, from US, Canada, and Europe, and Australia, New Zealand, but many countries. And they seek out a free session, which is the easiest way, really, to get in touch with me. And then we find out whether is this something I can help with at all, because I respect everyone's time and money. I don't want them to pay me until we can actually establish what the problem and whether I can help or not. And then they have a choice. So it's my life purpose to create new awareness now, and no strings attached. And that really excites me, that sort of, and if they sign up, then there is a guarantee transformation, or I give their money back because my name equals results. And that's how it started to happen for me. And since then, last year, we moved back to Europe. That was, you know, with COVID and a lot of changes, we decided to move back to the old continent to have more connection to family or who left behind.
So I guess, you know, through the methods that you use, how can, you know, we get through those personal transformations? You know, how can we find them?
I believe that, unfortunately, blessed with the human mind, there is so many blind spots, which means usually what I find is, if you're listening to us, the problems that you are having, they are more so reflections of the true, let's say, root of your challenge. And I become a specialist at finding the root that seem to play out recurringly in your life. So I believe that the shortcut is to find, like, I also have a giveaway that I will drop under the video. It's 6 steps to do those transformations, which is, in a nutshell, find someone who has done it, see from a similar bad place where you are now with your problems, then check out if they are helping others, if they have consistent results, and then commit to the process and make sure that they are so committed as you are. And you might have a money-back guarantee, so you're not wasting years and time like myself, because unfortunately, as I said, it was very costly for me. Years, 30 years, and over $100,000, and I shouldn't have been going through the journey, but now at least I can teach people what might not work, because getting a specialist is the shortcut, and time is the only resources we have limited.
And what, and would you, could you please maybe go through the six steps that you use?
Well, my process when I meet people is a bit longer, but if I really make it simple, I need to find out what's the problem? How they have created the problem? Because we are all creators. So I always look at what was going on, how they have been created the problems, and then look at where they want to, what's the destination? What's the goal? And whether it's something that they are, let's say it's in their control. Because I had a few very interesting cases where, you know, people came to me and said, I want to tolerate better how my husband hurts me. But I said, you need to find someone else. I'm not doing that work. I'm empowering people. So this, the second point is finding out what you want. And the third one is creating a bridge. And if we have both really well worked out and I can help, then we restore your self-worth. It would be about self-care, about self-respect, about changing your beliefs. And usually there are emotions attached to these beliefs that people are replaying in their heads over and over again. And then we almost wait for things to reflect on the outside. There are always exercises in my work and some fairly reasonable challenges to do the uncomfortable. But at that point, it wouldn't be uncomfortable because we have done the shift inside. And then we solidify those new results. It's almost like I walk my clients through steps of regaining their true self-worth every time they meet me, either in a small group set or one-on-one. So every time I meet a new version of the person, that excites me the most when I hear those stories of, oh, they are appreciating me now. They are seeing me as an expert. They hear my voice now. And you know, sometimes it, as I said, it really is in plays out in relationships. Health and business is the biggest one, and money. Money is a reflection.
And so thank you for sharing that. So I guess when people come to you and, you know, they have this lack of self-worth and self-worth, my goodness, you know, their mindset's not quite right, you know, I guess it can be difficult to get out of that slump. And so what would you advise people to help them to achieve this, you know, feeling that they are worthy and that you know, they're worth talking to, worth listening to, they are the expert?
Well, that's the hardest one, because lack of self-worth means that they are not believing in themselves. And I think the biggest one, I've got six steps, and I forgot the, I think it's sort out your SHIT in six steps so you get what you want. I'll drop the link under the video, but it's really about the first step is about getting your beliefs right. And if you have, let's say, a disempowering environment, which is sometimes the case, then you need to change the environment. Find people who have been able to nurture your soul or nurture yourself, and find at least one. And sometimes that's me who believes in you, because it's terribly difficult to do it all on your own. And of course, there are books you can listen to. There's amazing videos. I've got a YouTube channel, over 500 videos. They are small, but you need to get the message in somehow to build that convincer that change is possible for you, and never stop doing that. Because if you fail on that first step, then you will be a victim for the rest of your life. And And as I said, there's amazing podcasts. Like I got one too. It's called The Heroes Podcast, which is about transformation from lack of resources, from trauma, from lack of self-esteem to a life on one's terms. I'm always looking at stories to teach people their formula. It's fairly similar, yet in a place of hopelessness. Don't do it on your own. It's worth it.
No, that's really great advice. Now, you can find Andre on Facebook and LinkedIn at the Doctor of Self-Worth. He's also on YouTube, as he mentioned before. He's on Instagram and on TikTok. So just look for Doctor of Self-Worth. Now, tell me a little bit about your ebook, Andre, How to Discover Your Authentic Self Faster Than You Ever Thought Possible.
Absolutely. Probably the easiest one if you just search hashtag Doctor of Self-Worth, which is DOCTOR, but also my webpage is Doctor, DOCTOR of Self-Worth.com. And that will take you to all of my pages. This book has been my journey and the methods that helped me to get through faster these, let's say, mindset limitations and emotional limitations. I give you the steps. Like I don't hold anything back. Usually people have troubles applying the steps because of those blind spots, as we discussed. And that's why they normally reach out to me. But this book has exercises in it. It has questions you never asked yourself before. It has a method. I give you a checklist, what you want to put, what is the puzzle for your transformation now that works. So you can build up a support system that keeps you in the game of transformation. It's all there, given to you. All you need to do is read the book, download it. It's free, very simple, through DoctorOfSelfworth.com resources page. There's the other one as well. There's six steps to get what you want. And use it, because I'm hoping that this is my legacy, to shortcut struggles and troubles and not getting results.
Thank you for sharing about your book and about your website as well. A lot of us have that lack of self-worth through our upbringing or through the trials and tribulations of actually owning a business. So I'm sure that people would gain a lot of benefit out of, utilizing the steps and processes that are in your ebook. Andre, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much for sharing with us about your journey and, how people can reach out to you and, how they can find that self-worth that a lot of us are still looking for, even, after we're in our 50s and 60s. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. It's so true. Most of my clients are between 40 and 65, and they deserve the true version of themselves. You never give up.
Thank Absolutely. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time.